Thank you so much. So I'm very, very glad that I could join this meeting today. So thank you, God, for putting His desire in my heart that, you know, you can join, because I've been talking, like chatting with Lawrence, like I've been talking on and off. And I've asked him before also about the fellowship and timings, but I couldn't join for some reasons. And some days, like, God just put you to sleep now. So, you know, however God puts in our heart, so we do it. So that gives you more joy than leaning unto our own understanding. So today, like, God just put His desire in my heart that today you can just share. So I am ready to encourage and be encouraged, because I know that we all, whatever we will be talking, we will not talk, but God would just give words to everyone, and we will just confess it out loud. And that is real encouragement. Because when I came into the Word, I remember when I started to know God and I started to walk with Him, and I remember when I went to my first big meeting here in India. So I'm from India, New Delhi, and my name is Neeti, and I'm Priya's friend. And so in that meeting, like, everybody, like, if there are like 500 believers, 500 people, so everybody is given a chance to share what God is doing in their life. And so I was not I did not want to go, because it was my first day and there were like so many people there. And Priya kept on like saying on and off, like, you also go and share. So that meeting goes for like, it starts at 9 a.m. in the morning and it ends at 5 p.m. Like 5 in the evening. So it is that long. So on and off, she would just say, you can go and share now if you want to. So you ask God and you can go. But I was a little scared. What will I speak? Like, I can go there, that is okay. But what will I speak? So, because how I came into the Word is because I was a seeker of God. So I had no problems in my life, because I got the Word when I was in 9th grade, I guess. Me and Priya, we were in school. So we had no problems as such. We were like very little kids. So, but my heart was always, who is God? And I don't want to go to religious places looking for Him and serving the temples and cleaning the temples. So that, like the world says, if you if you hard work for the temples, if you go clean them, if you serve people there, God will take care of your desires and wishes. All lies. Because I've done that, and I've done that a lot. So I have gone to the temples, and because I was taught like this, because my parents were taught like this, so they taught me, like, you go to the temples, you do the cleaning, you serve people food there, so God will take care of your desires. But nothing came true. So, but then Priya shared the Word with me gradually. And that day in the meeting, she just said that you go and you speak whatever God will give words, and you just go there. You just have to stand and you be willing to open your mouth, and the words will just come out. And I went there and I spoke whatever God showed me. Then I came back home and I had a talk with God, like in private. And I said, if you have chosen me in this house, like, you have chosen only me in this house, entire my, I have a joint family. So I said, if you have chosen me, then you ought to make me bold enough to speak and do, not just like speaking, but in action also make me bold. That I'm always willing to speak what you want me to speak. And I should not be scared when I'm thrown in a situation where I have to speak about you. I should be really willing and loving to speak about you. And just give me that understanding that you are going to speak. The words will be yours, not mine. So just feed in my entire body that you're going to give me words, and these words will not belong to me, not with my might, with my heart, no emotions, nothing, but you're going to give directly. And whenever, because like there are so many people to whom we talk to in different places, like now or when we are in fellowship, they hear different languages, they know different languages, but God really knows how to interpret. So like he knows how to decode, so the other person understands automatically. So it is that easy. He showed me it is very easy, and you don't need to be scared. You need to be really bold. And so that was a time when I was scared in my initial days, and today I can just speak for like hours and hours, because, and I know that it will impact others. It will be effective because these words have potential. It has energy. It has power to manifest whatever we speak. It manifests. So I'm practicing these days. Like God says, write my words on the tablet of your heart. So this is one verse that I go back to again and again, and whatever the circumstances, I just go back to this word, and it highly, highly blesses and encourages me. Is the verse from Genesis, when God saw the earth, it was dark and it had no shape. So now God did not sit and make a list, like what he saw. He did not make a list, oh, the earth is so dark, there is no water, there can be no life, it is so ugly. He did not do this. He just saw it and he said, let there be light. And it, and then it says, and it was so. Amen. It is as simple as it sounds, and as easy as it sounds, and as powerful as it sounds. Let there be light, and there was light. And this thing also, I like God really gave me his understanding in telling that when he said, let there be light, and then after 3 or 4 days, he made the sun and the moon. So then, when he said, let there be light on the first day, there was no source of light actually. So he needs no source, you know, like no medium to do a certain thing. So for us also, for our lives also, we shouldn't lean onto our own understanding by thinking, oh, if we'll hard work, we'll earn this much. If we'll work for like 5 hours into this week, these days, we will earn this much. We don't have to think so much. But God said, let there be light easily, and then there was light. And there was no sun and moon on the first day. So that is like powerful in itself. Like when I heard it was like I had goosebumps, like wow. Then where did the light come from? Because sun and moon were created like in later days. So he, like we, God is enough. And because he's our father, so we have his genes. So he said, now you are enough for the world, for the people who are really living in darkness. And you just have to go to them and just say, you are the light. And those who are willing, those who really have ears, like Christ always said, those who have listening ears, those who have ears, listen to me. And those whoever will have listening ears, they will just radiate God in whatever they do, in whatever they say. And it has been an amazing, amazing journey with God. In India, the outreach is phenomenal. And like every day, so many people are knowing God, and they have started to practice God as soon as they hear. And it is phenomenal. And I went to Punjab last month, and I heard people's desire, their walk with God, and oh my God, it was such a blessing. They are desiring, which I have not even heard before. So they are desiring that healings to be produced by just looking at someone. Like, if, for example, if someone has, if someone is blind, so they are desiring that we who know God will just look onto them and they will be healed. That desire, that kind of desire, that level of desire and fire they have in them, everybody desires the same thing, that one look and they are healed. Their thoughts are healed. Their physical deformities are healed. Like, such level of faith and walk they have with God. And it is really manifesting that ways. Because they are really walking with God, talking with God. So the actions are same. It is so happening that they just look and they are healed. And some days God would just say, keep hand on their head or wherever, and they are healed. Or God would just tell them to speak two words, go home, and you're healed. And they call and they say, we are healed.
Wow.
I mean, it is that level of phenomenal work, like, people are desiring here. And they can see, and this is the way, like, we hear, like God says, how faith comes. So He is one God. So how I was interested in God, because He just did not say, have faith in me and I'll do work for you, like the world works. So the world hears, like the saints and worldly saints and people who talk about God, they will just say, have faith and God will work for you. But they are never able to explain faith. So when God, for the first time, said, have faith in me and I will work wonders for you, in the next line, He explained what is faith and how to do it. So it was such a, like, powerful thing for me, and very interesting, because I could find not a good explanation anywhere before. And when God showed me what faith is and how you can do it, I was like immediately convinced, like immediately without any doubt, yes, that is God and that is faith and that is how I do it. And now my walk begins.
Wow.
And so it is, you just desire what you want, and it is not in front of you, but you confess every single day you have already gotten it. And that so happens. Because again, I go back to Genesis. It was dark, but God did not say it's dark. He said the opposite. It's light. And so there was light. And also, this example really was such a blessing. A believer from India, he shared, like, God also encourages with examples. It is so interesting. I've heard, like, Lawrence teachings also on YouTube, and such amazing examples, and God is so good. Like, He can take routine examples and share, like, encourage to another level, actually. So there was this believer, like, God shared through him that when you sow a seed, so when a farmer sows a seed in a ground, so when he digs the ground, he sows the seed, and he puts he puts the mud and he closes the ground, that area. So the seed is sown in darkness, actually. So when we sow God's word in the world, so there is darkness. So, like, people are in darkness. But the farmer expects the seed to grow in a tree eventually and then produce fruits. So we expect the same. So we sow God's word in the world, which is dark, and we expect light to come, like people to come into the light and then, you know, produce fruit and, like, be fruitful and be successful and be prosperous and be joyful. So it was so amazing to hear this, like, the situations also, actually, when God saw the darkness. So in today's world, we can see the circumstances as the darkness.
Yeah.
But we sow and we say, let there be light and let this darkness go. So it will so happen. So I'm just practicing to be really watchful of my words, of my tongue, because it is very, very powerful. It is like more than rubies and gems. Like, it is so precious. Our tongue is so, so, so precious. And we really should watch over it. And also, it is not, again, it is not a struggle. Because if we do with our might, we would end up saying or just encouraging in the wrong way. But again, we give this to God, like, you watch over our tongue and you will speak. We don't want to speak, but you will speak words. And if some days you are not getting something from God, then you be quiet. Then you don't need to speak. So you can give your tongue rest and you can just sleep or whatever God shows you. So it is not necessary that if you are in a fellowship, you ought to speak. So you really need to ask God first, like, what do you want me to encourage today? And because there are like 10 people and I don't know what is happening in their life, how it's going, but God knows, and He is the provider, He is the giver, and He can manifest with works and encourage with words. And I am really practicing, because He gives fresh food every day, because nobody likes to eat stale food, like food from yesterday. Nobody loves to eat it. So, and that is not, that becomes actually monotonous if you eat same kind of food or you follow same kind of routine every day. That becomes monotonous and not interesting. So God knows it. He knows everything beforehand, that my child likes fun and adventure, and unlike the world, because when world follows so-called God, which is religion, they are so restricted and they feel no freedom. Because when we tell them about God, they are like, how is it that you don't do this? And how is it that you don't do this, but you're blessed? We can see something else in you. When we see you, you radiate. But you don't do this. You don't follow this. And it is very amazing. Like, with God, you get respect. You get attention. You get love. You get every emotion that a man seeks in this world. But in worldly sense, you will not get it. But with God, you get everything, like every emotion is met. So you get love also, respect also, attention also, everything for free. We don't need to like we don't need to go to our bosses and just, you know, butter them up or just say cheesy lines to him just so that he can promote us or give us better opportunities. We don't need to do that. In fact, on the other hand, he will come to us and he will say, you take this for free because I'm happy with your work.
Yeah.
So this is how big our God is. So we should not limit God, our Father, with our own understanding. Like, for example, if my birthday is coming and if I go and tell my father I need this, like a dress, so he will give me. But if he says, but I have planned to give you a car, so now what do you want? So this is how big our Father thinks of us. So if I limit my Father, no, I want a dress. But then he says, no, but I want to give you a car. So now you decide. So God really spices up our life, and it is not monotonous, and we should not lean onto our own understanding, but really confess out loud every day that we want to lean onto your understanding every single day. And thank you, God, that you have really opened our hearts and minds to really listen to you, obey you, and speak what you want us to speak, not what we want to speak to others according to our might, because that will seriously not work and we will fail like anything.
Mm-hmm.
But and then be disappointed, like God doesn't exist, because that is what the world follows. They speak about God without listening to God, without being in alignment with God, and then they fail. And then they blame God. Oh, we said this, now it did not happen. Maybe God doesn't want this for you. Then they will put fear in you, like God is not happy with you. So that is how the world works, which is the devil saying all the lies to you. But we know what lie is and what truth is. So we have God's wisdom. And thank you, God, that you have given us your understanding, your wisdom, so that we can choose what is right teaching and what is not, what is good fruit for us and what is not. And just thank you, God, for taking care of us, making us grow physically also, like uplifting us in physical spirits and also in spiritual spirits, and making us all, every believer and also who's not, but you have taken everybody in your arms and given everyone good health, grace, courage, and the wisdom to really walk with you and listen to you. So like Christ also listened to God first for like so many years until God really told him to go now and practice my word. So really give us those listening ears and then those bold actions so that we can really manifest you. So yeah, I think this is it. That is all I want to share.